you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, May 18th. The city is currently working with us, DC37 and CWA, on the Social Distancing Ambassador Program. The job has now been formalized as an assignment requiring a strange work week. 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, 5 days a week, but always including Saturday and Sunday, plus either 3 days before or 3 days after. If it is nice weather, you'll be asked to give away free masks to any who want one, and to remind folks to maintain a safe distance when in the park. It is not an enforcement job, and you'll be expected to walk away from any difficult, unfriendly, or confrontational individuals. You will be issued a city phone, and you will be able to report to your superiors any difficult situations. The enforcement jobs are being performed by park rangers, park police, and where needed, the regular police force. The city does have the right, in this emergency, to redeploy staff, often to work far outside their normal work, but at present, they're seeking volunteers. If you're interested, call the union and ask to speak to Adam Orgel. One perk of this job is we were told by the Office of Labor Relations that on bad days, rainstorms or an unusual cold snap, ambassadors will be released to go home since the parks would be empty. Governor Cuomo spoke this week of possibly redeploying thousands of state civil servants into the coronavirus tracking task force, but no such large-scale plans have been announced by the city at this time. Even so, during a phone conference with the larger civilian unions last Friday, the Office of Labor Relations said that they are studying the need for redeployment of underutilized staff to areas hard hit by the crisis. We also learned that mandatory testing twice a week is now in place in acute care settings, and in non-acute areas, there's a goal of at least checking temperatures. Finally, the current fight over the aid package in Washington should worry us, as President Trump seems oblivious to the seriousness of the economic situation. The union mailing is due out sometime this week, and will be posted on the union website as well. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.